So I invite you to cast your minds back to the early month of 1914, exactly a century ago. Much of the world had enjoyed long years of peace and giant leaps in scientific and technological innovation had led to path-breaking advances in living standards and communications. There were few barriers to trade, travel, or the movement of capital. The future was full of potential. 1914. 1914 was the gateway to 30 years of disaster, marked by two world wars and the Great Depression. It was the year when everything started to go wrong. So what happened? What happened was that the birth of the modern industrial society brought about massive dislocation. The world was rife with tension, rivalry between nations, upsetting the traditional balance of power and inequality between the haves and the have-nots, within the form of colonialism or the sunken prospects of the uneducated working classes. By 1914, these imbalances had toppled over into outright conflict. In the years to follow, nationalist and ideological thinking led to an unprecedented denigration of human dignity. Technology, instead of uplifting the human spirit, was deployed for destruction and terror. Early attempts at international cooperation, such as the Société des Nations, fell flat. By the end of the Second World War, large parts of the world lay in ruins.